Here Are Two Cents, where we share our two cents on everything like anime, pop culture, travel, and so much more. It's your girl, Allie.
And your girl, Cammie. Welcome back to our channel, everyone. Today is a very special episode. We are starting a new segment, which is called Chit Chat With Us, where we're going to give you tidbits and a little bit of information about us so you can feel like you're getting closer to us and we can be more of your friends in your head. We are super sorry that we have been gone for so long, which was not the plan, but we're back better than ever, stronger than ever. We are ready to get this started. Today's segment is going to give you, one, life updates for both of us, because we ourselves haven't spoken to each other in a while, so this will be good for us as well. Also, we're going to give you some information about animes for the fall season that we're anticipating, and probably some of them are might be your old favorites for maybe they're getting a second season or a third. And also, we're going to deep dive into the rabbit hole of Reddit, where we're going to react to one of the posts that we have seen.
So, we haven't talked in like a few weeks, like really sat down and talked. Like, we sent memes to each other, but like sit down and actually talk, it's been a while. Right now, I'm currently on vacation in a Korean holiday called Chuseok. Right now, if you're new to our channel, I currently live in South Korea, and I've been here for a few years. And Cammie is back home in the Sunshine State. So
Florida.
Yeah. Florida girl. So, Florida girlies. But right now, I'm on vacation until Wednesday, and then I go to school, and the first thing these children have to do, girl, is their exams. So they get off of holiday and they're going straight into the exams. So I teach middle school, so all my third graders who are going into high school the next year, they're stressed. Mm-hmm. Some of them were studying at Hogwans, which is private academies, on the holiday. I saw them. I'm like, what are you doing? Teacher, we're studying. I'm like, for now? On the holiday? Like, yeah. I'm like, wow, your parents, no chill.
Yeah, because, you know, especially in the Asian culture, like, your grades are like, it's like having the best job in the world. Like, you got to make the best grades so you can get the best job when you come out of high school.
Yeah.
Or get into the right university.
It's actually,
so it's very important.
It's very important just to getting into high school. How you test in middle school determines kind of what high schools you can go to. And then the high schools you go to, yeah, those can determine what universities you can go to. So it's really much like how well you do is like, because I have some students who are not the best students, and they're focusing on a like PE high school. And I have some students who are good, but they have passions in art. So they're focusing on like an art high school. And I teach at a high school that's geared towards science. So it just, it really depends on like how well your grades are. And I have, you know how FCAT is, right? You remember when we used to take FCAT in school and you sit there and you would have like teachers walk around and like tell you there's 10 minutes remaining on your exam.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm getting a FCAT flashback because now I have to be a proctor for the middle schoolers. I'm the assistant proctor because I can't speak Korean, guys. So obviously I can't be like, annyeonghaseyo, blah, 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 like about their test. I can't do it. It's not my skill set. But I will be the person that like takes the kids on their bathroom breaks, or if they mess up on their answer card, I have to exchange it. And I just got to stand there and watch the children take tests. None of us teachers are really excited about it.
I wouldn't be excited about it either. I would be nervous for the kids. Like, they'll give you those glances like, I wish you could help me, teacher. And I'm like,
on purpose, they give me, like, since I'm the English teacher, I cannot proctor an English exam. So I've proctored history.
Not.
Yeah, I proctored history and, like, science, but I've never done an English exam. But they'd be the first ones to tell me, teacher, what, I got 100, or teacher, I got a 0. And then I'm like, really? How?
That makes you feel really proud, huh?
Yeah. I like when they tell, like, especially when they're improving, it's amazing to see, like, the growth from when I had them last year to this year. And then even some who are, like, improved just a little bit, I'm like, yes, I got something out of them, you know? So.
That's awesome. I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah. It makes you feel successful. Mm. So how's your travel life over there?
It's been intense. I've been trying to travel as much as I can. I went to Seoul, which everyone's like, that's still the same country. Seoul is still like, it's like when you go from Orlando to Miami, okay? Mm-hmm. It is a 4-hour, 5-hour drive, but I took the KTX, which is the fast train, so I got there in like 2 hours. And it's expensive. It's like $45 to get there one way. But I went to Seoul, I walked around, did a lot of cafes. Now I'll show you guys later, like, all my cafe little foodies and stuff. That was really fun. And I ate at some restaurants. I walked around a stream, which is really nice at night. It was a solo trip for me, so I had fun.
That sounds like a great time.
Girl, did I tell you what I'm doing this weekend?
No, you didn't. What are you doing? Tell me. I can't wait to see the content.
I know. I'm going to Japan
for
a weekend. Yeah.
Is this a solo trip or a group trip?
So it's a group trip in the sense of, like, I'm meeting a group of people, but I am solely getting there. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. You're traveling alone to meet people.
Yeah. I'm going to Japan, and I'll be at an airbase in Tokyo.
Like a United States airbase?
Yeah. I'm going to be playing softball. So I'm gonna
I'm excited for you. Hopefully it sounds like cool people. Going to be a ball. No pun intended.
Not that fun. What about you? What's been going on with you? Are you doing anything this weekend?
You know, it's Sunday, and for you it's Monday at the time that we're recording this and the time that we are having this conversation. So for me, my weekend was really good. I rest up Saturday. I rested and then I helped my friend Camilla. She has a IG page for like doing creation. So she has a little business, a small business, where she puts together like party favors, decorations, anything you need for an event or a party, she has you covered. So I'll put it on our IG page. I'll tag like the creation that I help her do for a proposal. So it was really fun. It was very long, but it was a long day in a sense. Like, when I say it's long, it was a very long day because I started my day super early running errands before I went to go assist her. And then I didn't leave that area where she had the proposal until like sometime after midnight because I helped her with some of breaking it down and clean up. So I helped with the setup and I helped with break down and clean down. Yeah. So once we did that, my day was over, and then today, as in Sunday, I went to church, was early start. I was assisting our pastor with being an usher / greeter for the first time, so that was cool. And now we're here. So I had a productive weekend. Once we're done, I am definitely looking forward to sleep because I have to be bright and early in the morning at 9 a.m. at my 9 to 5.
Yeah.
So other than that, that's pretty much it. Just work. I am going to go back to school starting next year. I'm going to go to get a certificate to be human resource manager. That's going to be like a whole year course, but it's going to be worth it at the end. And this weekend, I am going to be visiting a ramen place that's in South Florida. It's in, I can't remember the name of the place right now, but I will capture the content to put on our IG page here, 2 cents. On Instagram. So
quick plug.
So you guys will see it sooner than later. So yeah.
Is it in like Aventura area or is it like
It's in Miramar. Like it's in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. Alright.
It's still quote unquote South Florida, but
it's Miramar. Oh man. No, that's cool. My work week is kind of pretty chill when it's exam time, so I'm excited because it's like I do have to proctor. Those things are boring. Just think about what you have to do. But after you proctor, like, I can go back to, like, prepping for my next classes and my exams because I have to – I just finished their testing for everyone. What's the word? They had a speaking test for me, so their exams for me are done. So the only thing that I have a few students that missed, but because of the timing of these exams and I don't have class, they have to do it with the other teacher. So that's my work week will actually be pretty chill this week. And then when I go, I'm going to Japan for a couple of days. And then I return back to Korea. And then it's, the next week is like a full work week of like, we're going back into the swing of things. Like, you guys just finished your exams. Great, let's finish this textbook. And they're going to be like, teacher, movie, game. And I'll be like, no. Like, teacher, please. I'm like, no, we got to finish the textbook. Because once we finish the textbook, it's games or movies or anything of that nature. Yeah. But I need to get this textbook done. And then after that, we'll find some fun time.
Of course. Well, with my work week, it's going to be a little bit crazy because it is month end, right? The month just ends. So we're going to be calculating whatever else is left over from what we were trying to close for business. And then we're going to be moving into not just a new month, but the last quarter of the year. So this week is going to be a little bit touch and go. It's going to be pretty busy, but they might have slow moments where we get time to like breathe a little bit. And it's going to pick back up. And then hopefully by next week, we'll be back to our regular pace. But I'm praying.
Girl, I never liked month end. Not crazy. I never liked month end. I never liked it. Good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
For those who don't know, me and her both worked in hospitality. And that's how we met, actually, was working in New York. On a temporary basis. And then we both found out we both lived in South Florida.
So, surprise.
Yeah.
And then we just stayed friends.
Clicked, yeah.
And now we're here.
And now we're here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. No, I'm joking.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
Here.
The fall season, October 2023 to December 2023 is our fall time for new animes or returning animes.
Now, guys,
do you have any animes that you've been watching recently for the last season?
So, I'm excited, but I'll be honest, I haven't been keeping up with all the list of animes that are coming out because I've been so busy. But I am excited for these three, and then I have two that I have no clue what they're about, but like I saw a trailer and I was like, ooh, this might interest me. Hold up. So the three that I'm excited for are returning. So they're not new animes. My first one is The Rising of the Shield Hero. I love that show. I don't know. I just like the comedy of it. I love the adventure. I like the characters. And that's coming literally, season three is October 6th. So that's in a few days. My second one, Spy X Family. Season two is coming out October 7th. And then Tokyo Revengers, I like it. I don't care that the kids are worse than the Rugrat kids. And I'm like, where's your parents? They be just like out in them streets all day long. And I'm like, where's your parents? But it's really exciting. It ended on like a great cliffhanger of a situation. So I'm excited to see how they're going to do season three. That's coming in October 4th. So mark your calendars on that. But what about you?
I wanted to start the Shield Hero, still haven't started it yet. Same thing with Tokyo Avengers, I still haven't started it yet. It's hard for me to find time to do all this. Mm-hmm. Plus, I've been watching isekai animes, so it's just like I've been on this isekai binge.
Yeah.
I just finished watching Farming in Another Life, which was really good. It was like a nice, pleasant, you know, anime, just a little break, you know, from the regular hustle and bustle animes that's out there. It was just nice and pleasant. It was just like a, you know, let me refresh. Mm-hmm. Refocus, let me start again.
What is this
kind of anime?
Love, peace, and anime.
I mean, like, I needed that. I needed something that was peaceful and, you know, just, you know, relax. One of the animes I've been watching for the last season was The Dark Gathering.
Okay.
It's really kind of spooky. Anime is more like ghost hunting and stuff like that to like get to a means to an end kind of thing. The little girl, her parents were murdered in a car accident by a ghost. Her mother's spirit was taken by the ghost. She was cursed during this
entire process. Casper just came in and just
Yeah, not that type of Casper, like evil Casper.
Okay.
But anyways, once you get that's the first episode, so it's no real spoiler. Okay. Once you pass that, you'll see the character development. You meet two more other characters, and then close to like episode before you get to episode 11, you meet another character. So it unfolds very nicely. It's a nice pace. It's not too slow. It's not too fast. It gives you what you need in the right pace.
Okay.
I'm telling you, like, if you like a little bit of spooky, if you want to watch some cute characters, but they're not that cute, but it has a good story. I'm telling you, I will tell anybody to watch that. One of the animes I was looking forward to coming back was Spy X Family, but you already spoke on it, so I cannot wait.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'm also excited. I know. I just love the dad and the mom.
Oh, I love the dad and mom, well, too.
Mom. I love his other partner from the whole situation, that she's in love with him, but she can't tell him. So I can't wait to see how her character develops. Hopefully she finds liquid courage to tell him that she loves him and how much she appreciates him, and see if he actually ends up dating her. Not the mom, not the person he married, but his co-worker.
Yeah.
Another anime I am super excited for is Goblin Slayer. We're getting a second season.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's going to start October 6th. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I'm looking for the other one that was on my list that I was looking forward to coming out. It isn't, I can't remember the name of it, but a lot of people have seen it on Instagram and probably TikTok, where this girl, she has like, it's a new anime that's coming out. She has like really bad luck, and people around her, like if you stay too close around her, you end up dying. Regardless of what happens, you're gonna just die. Something tragic is gonna happen to you.
So, like, Death
Note, you're gonna
get
X'd out of her life.
Just Death Note, but she's the book.
Yeah, she's the walking book. But she wants friends, she wants family, she wants all this stuff. But I don't know if she was cursed or she just has really bad luck. But people around her just die. Like, if you stay around her too long, you will die. So there's this character that comes out of nowhere. I don't know if he's broken out of prison or some type of facility, but he cannot die. And so he's sticking to her because I think he wants to die. But I hope someone can, you know, comment, you know, tell me if I'm wrong or right. I just remember watching the clip for it a couple of weeks ago. And that's what I'm remembering now. So I'm excited to watch it. I just cannot remember what it's called. I'm looking for it right now in my phone. But I cannot remember what it's called.
Well, the other two.
I found it. It's called Undead Unluck. That's what it's called.
Undead Unluck.
It's coming out October 6th as well.
Okay.
Oh, and of course, Ancient Magus Bride. We're getting our next season. And it's coming out October 5th. I'm super excited because the way they ended that last season, it was not a cliffhanger. It wasn't a proper ending. It was just like, where's the next episode?
Yeah, like,
you did not know it was ending. Yeah. You were just like, wait, that was it? So I'm super happy that they're not going to make us wait a long time to get another season for it. So I'm happy that it's coming back out. And I can't wait to see how everything unravels in the school.
I just started that one.
Have you finished it?
But I also started Hunter x Hunter. And I got to like episode 5. Look, I'm not starting One Piece, so I had to pick one of the ones that people keep talking about. So I was like, let me start Hunter x Hunter and then see how it goes. But two of them that I found very interesting that I recently saw a trailer for was Pluto, which is very dark. I was like,
I heard about
Pluto,
it.
Pluto, which is on Netflix, it's coming out October 26th. Mm-hmm. So it's based on Astro Boy's story, the greatest robot on Earth. But it's, like, dark, man. It's super dark. And I was like, oh, the Astro...
I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah, so that one, I was just like, I saw the trailer. I was just like, okay, this is interesting. Like, I would give this a shot. And then the Kingdoms of Ruins. I know that's a manga. Or manga, sorry. I know it's a manga somewhere. But I never got into the manga. Don't know anything. But just seeing the trailer got me interested. It's like... basically a Salem witch trial in a sense, because it looks like they're just hunting down witches, but it's very intense. Like, witches were first viewed as like this good protector, and then now they're like, take them out. So I just want to see how that goes.
Okay, that sounds interesting. I probably won't watch that one, not gonna lie, because I have so many other things I need to watch. Other than that, I have to catch up on Jujutsu Kaisen. I need to catch up on Bleach. Oh my god. I actually stopped watching it. I only watch episode one. Because I wanted to binge watch everything once everything came out. So since we're already on season two, is like, what, finished now? I need to binge watch it so I can give my follow-up reaction to that situation. I'm just afraid. Like, if Bakia dies, y'all, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what
I'm
going to do.
Are you going to pull a Karen?
That's exactly why I stopped watching it. I don't know, man. That's why I didn't finish watching it, because I saw the episode and, like, I think it was I'm probably like on episode 3 or 4.
You just got
whatever
inkling.
Scene that Ichigo got locked in Waco Mondo going to the Soul Society, right? I know you haven't watched it, so that's why I'm talking to the people. I'm talking to the viewers. I'm talking to y'all, right? And he, like, Bakuya is like, don't do it. Don't do it. Let me be the sacrifice. Yo, I was like, no. No, don't be the sacrifice. Let the other guy be the sacrifice. Ain't nobody care about him. We care about you.
He has no fan base.
But later on, I saw more clips. No, the other guy has a fan base. I mean, like, people love Rinji. I think it's Rinji. Everybody loves Rinji. But if you had to choose between Rinji and Bakuya, we take him. Sorry, Rinji. You and your snake situation can sit over there. We're all about the Sakura. Okay? Sakura blossoms, okay? Oh, Bakuya.
It's okay.
But anyways, I need to get over it and watch it.
So to help you get over it, how about we look at some Reddit posts?
Okay.
I'm going to look on my computer for a second, so please hold while your party finds a good post. All right. If you find one, AITA for not inviting my nephew, 16 male, to my 35 male wedding. AITA for not tattooing my stepkid's name and not wanting kids. Any of these sounding great to you?
What? And let's keep going.
AITA, telling a woman not to touch my child's hair.
Let's go with that one.
Okay. Oh, shoot. The post has been removed by the moderator.
What?
What? No. Welcome back. Sorry for the technical difficulties, but we are back. So, we are going to do our last topic of the episode here and do what everyone does when you can't go to bed that night and go into Reddit. So
we're going down the rabbit hole.
Definitely going down the rabbit hole. So today we're going to do an AITA post. If you do not know what that means, it's Am I the A-hole? So let's go through here. I'm going to read it. You ready? Okay, this is a long one. AITA for suggesting to cancel my stepkid's trip to Paris and Kyoto. My husband has 2 kids from a previous marriage, 9 female and 7 male. The kids have been with my husband 100% of the time since my husband and his ex broke up. She has not been very involved in their lives since the youngest was just a year old. They do not have a relationship with their mom. However, her mother and grandmother do visit the kids, but not often. I've known the kids since they were 3 and 5. I've traveled a lot during my childhood, and as an adult, it's something that the kids are really interested in. I go on vacation multiple times a year, and unfortunately, my husband and the kids could never travel with me outside of the United States. The kids need letters of permission to travel abroad, which was hard for us to get since his ex never answered his emails. my family and I have been planning a trip to Paris and Kyoto to visit my maternal grandmother and paternal grandfather. I'm sorry, paternal grandparents for Christmas and New Year's. My entire family is going on this trip. My mother, in-laws, siblings, cousins, nieces, and nephews. We've been planning this trip for over 2 years, and we finally bought our plane tickets after my son was born 8 weeks ago. My husband's ex has also signed the letter of permission. So, everything is already in order for the trip. So, everything's good to go. Where's the issue? Because you know the issue's coming.
Yeah, it is coming. It's always some type of crap.
Yeah. Because I was like, she got the permission. I was like, if that didn't happen, I was going to be like, ooh. Last weekend, my husband's ex sent him an email regarding our trip. She basically asked if we could cancel our trip so the kids could spend Christmas with their great-grandmother. Their great-grandmother is supposedly ill, and they're not sure if she's going to be here next year. Ooh, that's tough. My husband immediately wanted to reject that idea, but I asked him to think about it. I think it might be good for the kids to stay behind with their grandma. They'll get to see their great-grandma for maybe for the last, and they'll also see their mom. That is what she wrote. I know the kids are very excited to travel abroad, but do think this is more important than Paris or Kyoto. Both are just cities. They won't go anywhere, and we can visit in the summer. I told my husband all of this, and he argued that we'll probably not get the money back we've already spent. I told him that we bought business class tickets, and I know we'll get that back. My husband just got angry and told me that we are not going to discuss it anymore. Okay. My parents and siblings are on his side, but I feel like they're only looking at the money. When I was a kid, my parents also left my siblings and me in Kyoto with my grandparents to go on a trip. At the time, I was also angry about it, but as an adult, I'm very happy that I got to spend that time with my grandparents. I think it's also the case for the kids that probably won't be happy about it now, but really appreciate it when they're older. My husband disagrees with this and told me I was not looking at the kid's situation and was angry when I again suggested canceling their trip. AITA, am I the a-hole? What are your thoughts?
So I say in this case scenario, they need to have a conversation with the children and let them know exactly what's at stake and let them make a decision, because at the end of the day, if you pull that card and say, oh, I'm going to send them to Nana so they can see her and have a good time. Sometimes the kids might actually resent you for that, because they were like, I didn't want to see Nana in that state. I wish you just took me on the trip.
Let's read some of the comments in Reddit, because people have to say a lot. I think they're too young, though, to really appreciate staying back home. Like, because think about it, 9 years old, 7 years old, you're probably in third grade, right? Maybe second grade. I think they would feel more hurt that they were left out of the trip than anything else. You know what I mean? Oh, really?
Yeah, someone said that in the comments. Yeah, that's another. Okay, so someone said, if the great-grandmother is that close to death, then the children should go visit her now and not wait until Christmas. I 100% agree with that. Let them go see her now. Why are you waiting until Christmas? Haha, somebody says, because the mother's trying to sabotage the trip.
Look, it seems.
The kid's mother, not the stepmother.
She has no relationship with the children, but all of a sudden is saying, oh, their great-grandmother's ill, like, for Christmas. And she's saying this in September. Like, what about Thanksgiving? What about sometime, maybe Halloween, I don't know. Like, think of some sort of earlier time frame, but you pick a big family holiday, what you got?
Someone says, why are you trying to let someone else who doesn't have a relationship with the kids dictate what y'all doing? And then another person said, this is what I thought. Their biological mom never sees these kids and then randomly suggests they spend Christmas visiting a dying, distant relative on her side of the family. And this is why the husband is getting annoyed. And you as the wife of this husband is stupid.
I think the true a-hole, though, is the ex-wife. I think the stepmom is just caught in a situation where she's trying to appease and people please both people. And it's like, girl, just go on your trip. And visit.
Yeah, take the kids on the trip. Tell the mother, let the mother take the kids and soon to go see her. So don't wait until December. That's stupid.
What is your verdict? Give us your 2 cents on this. Is she the a-hole or is she not the a-hole? That is for you to determine.
Exactly.
So, thank you again for joining us on Hear Our 2 Cents. Please do not forget to subscribe to the podcast and follow us and connect with us on social media. You can find us at Hear, H-E-A-R underscore our, the number 2, and then cents. So that's H-E-A-R underscore the number 2, and then cents. Okay? So, thank you so much for listening to us chit-chat about random stuff. My name's Allie.
And I'm Cammie. We hope to see you again soon. Take care, love, and peace.